And thank you for joining us here on State of Play. It has taken all of us by storm. And I must confess, this snake matter, Raymond, I heard it last year. Yeah, I heard it last year that Rock City, in fact, the person didn't mention Rock City, but said Brian Champon has been giving the hotels. But it definitely is not one thing that Snake can hide, because eventually, there'll be that transition. Once the contract and negotiations and the agreement is consummated, you will know, right? So when Okudie Tabalako went public with it, posted it on his Facebook page and said he's gone to charge, and we saw the documents, I wasn't surprised. Mm-hmm. But I think what it was when you begin to now unpack it a bit more and look at the specifics of it, and what they said they did, as in the international competitive tendering, that's where I begin to ask fundamental questions.
That's true.
These are my questions. If this is international competitive tendering, it meant that, and they published this in the Economist magazine also, it meant that they wanted world-class hotel chains or franchise, whatever it is,
experience and track record,
etc., to manage it.
Yeah.
And so you would expect that at least you have one or two world-class,
top-notch
hotel chains or hotel management.
I mean, the ones you see across the world, like, you know, places.
With reputation.
They are virtually every relevant country.
Reputation that would...
At least bidding.
Yes, would have sent
them a bid. Participating.
So the nine that first came in, they whittled it down to six. You were expecting that at least you have an international hotel sort of firm as part of it, right? Then you hear that Rock City had won it. Okay, if Rock City won it, and this is an international bidding, Rock City might have won it against
the big boys,
those who've had years of experience managing, running hotels, owning it, etc. That's where my questions begin. So then the questions then become, okay, so who else submitted the bid? What was the proposal that they submitted? And how come Rock City emerged the best? Did Rock City offer the best value? As in, of course, you have to put a price on the four hotels. Did Rock City offer the best price? And then that for me was a key question to ask. They claim they wanted because Rock City was the best and was the best based
technically
on...
Technically and financially.
So technically, that obviously goes to your competence.
Yeah.
Your ability to manage that. Because remember, Senate will still have 40%.
That's true.
And of course, I mean, because there are other private interest in some of the hotels. And Ahoy's, for example, have an interest in one of the hotels and some of that. But Snit has a similar
Ridge
country.
Royal.
Ridge Royal, yeah. Exactly. But Snit will still maintain a stake. So you still want somebody who will come in with that. So technically, the person must have the competence, must have the track record, must have the people who can manage it. Then financially, it must be the best financial offer. That's what it was.
That's true.
Okay. The only way to make that determination is if you give us a documentation around this.
Yeah.
Considering that this is a state asset for pensioners, for me and you, Ghanaian workers, nobody should ask SNIT to put the documents out there for us to look at. Look, what has happened...
If it was mindful by its own history, there's never been a time that SNIT has successfully sold anything that did not have controversy around it.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if you are mindful of this... What you do is make sure that at least you carry the people along every step of the way. Mm-hmm. Yes, like you, me, I heard a long time ago. In fact, I had mentioned before, more recently, when Ofori Tinkwa was removed, as I asked the question on the Super Money Show, I hope this is not an attempt to fast track this sales that's already on its way. Because I asked people were saying that, oh, really? Oh, I see you. Then do you know what they said? We will get to know. After all, if it is, the evidence will be laid out in the coming days.
And
there'll be action.
But from the timelines, this was concluded way before.
Yes.
There are nine negotiations to finalize.
Yeah. But I knew that they had some hiccups in the negotiations.
Yeah.
There were some difficulties, especially on payment plans, on other things. That's was not necessarily playing ball. And there were some people they felt were blocking their way. So when I asked that question, then all of this happened. I am worried. My worry is about how all of this has been managed, first and foremost. And secondly, if I were to be Brian Echampo, and Brian Echampo has become popular recently in the hotel space.
Yeah.
Due to acquisitions.
A lot of acquisitions.
Yes.
Cape Coast, one in Kumasi.
Across the country.
Yeah.
And the mode and how he goes about the acquisitions have also become very popular.
Mm.
Now, one would equally be worried about his role in government, a more prominent role now, and how that appears to be affecting all of this. Why is that important? He admits that he is one of two directors of a company, but he says I'm a non-executive director, but proceeds now to say that I give them vision for them to relay. In fact, in law, they call it the controlling mind. Basically, the most important person in there, the most important person in a company is the controlling mind. That person might not necessarily hold office as CEO, as deputy, or as managing director for food, or whichever role.
Mm.
But that most important person, in fact, if there's a problem, the person that you target most is that controlling mind. And by all the things he has said about his role, he is the controlling mind. So one cannot divorce him from the operations of that particular institution.
I mean, it follows, as an
owner. Yeah.
He's the owner.
Yes.
He is the owner.
And he explains it nicely.
And one of the directors.
Yes, yes. You know this, I'm a non-executive director. I've become popular because of what Otabel said some time ago. But anybody who understands how corporate institutions like that operate knows that that controlling mind is absolutely important. So, to avoid trouble, to avoid this conversation, which comes back to hurt larger government, not just you, Brian Echampo. Because as we say today, if I'm central government, I'm wondering, if I'm the president, why should I add this to the list of troubles I'm already having in a country that's beset by so many already?
Approaching an election.
If I'm Muhammadu Bawumia, what would be my thoughts now? So why are you making everything that I'm going on the rounds doing become a problem by the addition of this? And let's not get it wrong. Ghanaians may even be happy with everything you have done, but the thought of state capture, and to you should use the word first.
Yeah.
The thought of state capture really worries people in this country. When they reference Colonel George Marolles and some of the things that happened in the Eastern region, true or false, she was linked to it for a very long time. In fact, for a very long time, anything that people felt was wrong and being said by the Rawlings, they judged against the conduct in that particular engagement. And they make similar references. For how long, even though the Supreme Court said Jake was right, or Jake bought it through the right means, for how long was it not a political issue that when people have served this nation, they end up, you reach a point, Mill said, nobody's taking a car. Nobody is taking the house. Nobody is taking, they are not private property. If you finish serving, move out and let the state take over that particular property. Purchasing anything of the state, especially when you appear to have power, and they only purchase when they are in power, if I check. I was saying the other time that the best test of whether or not this deal is a proper deal is let the MPP lose the election. Let another government come into power and assess it and agree that, yeah, Brian, you still deserve it. In fact, we have to give you at a better rate because you have a most excellent deal. That is the best way to deal with that because we know our politics.
Yeah.
Some very powerful person can speak to our powerful person and just clear the way for you. To let it happen, nobody, and I you can call me a doubting Thomas, can convince me that if 54, no, 14 or 9 or actually applied first and international institutions were equally interested, I'm assuming because we don't have the list yet. We have asked for the list. It will be fall on a hotel conglomerate that's 4-year-old with none known and established previous experience prior to the 4 years to be the best choice. Especially, let's break it down. Because we know that Brian Rock City did not accept the failing ones.
The two.
We know that for sure. We know also that a business will do their due diligence. They will identify that this business, if I put my money in it, I'm not going to make the money required.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way I'll allow that. In fact, if lawyers of that institution allow that to happen, those lawyers ought to be queried for it. Because if I am with Rock City today, I am not going to buy anything that's already collapsing and cannot be salvaged. That is basic. In fact, that's why they do due diligence. In every corporate business transaction, some people, and I understand that Rock City will have wonderful people, they'll go through it. They will determine. They'll be able to isolate the ones that are more profitable and say, these are the ones we are going for, which is rightful in any business sense. But does that protect the interest of the Ghanaian?
Mm.
That's important. I am also particularly worried about how the SNIT board has behaved around this.
Yeah.
Again, that board, not the MD, is the most important institution in SNIT. We get it wrong all the time.
Yeah.
We pretend that the MDs are, in fact, that board can overrule the MD.
Yeah.
In fact, the Director General is not the be it or no it or if it's not a central bank.
Yeah.
Where the governor tears the board to give him that kind of power. But when it comes to SNIT, the gentleman Director General, new or the old one, only sit on the board.
Yeah.
The board can say, no, we think you got this wrong. Did you ever hear TUC do a press conference that they do recently with their four members on board sitting there? And they did not put small boys there. They put experienced people there.
Yeah.
Joshua Asa and Co. They've been doing trade unionism and what do you call it, labor work for God knows how long. Did you hear them come out to say that, no, there's something fishy, unacceptable happening at SNIT and we are going to stand up against
no.
it? I reject that claim that is being propounded now, that they were fast-pacing the process. Please, they had already approved it, but what were you expecting them to do? That they'll crawl for how many years? You sat down for them to do the approval. They said, oh, they are fast-pacing it. As if you didn't know that the thing has been approved.
Mm.
And they even acted. See, the way they did the press conference,
yeah,
almost as if they all heard it, like, we all heard it.
Yeah.
But it's not true.
Absolutely.
You have representation. In fact, the entire idea of having representation is that someone will protect the interests of the Ghanaian worker all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I smell a big rat. I mean, and you see, I'm sure they know they messed up. That's why the defense has been very wobbly, with all due respect. Mm-hmm. I think that the defense state has been putting up that, oh, now it has been elevated. It's on the fast track. Oh, please. So now that you have concluded the most important part of the deal, what were you expecting? That some magic could have stopped it? Or they would have said, no, don't take it now. We'll take a 6 months. Let's prepare a room. Let's go and clean all the rooms before we come and give you the key.
Mm.
I mean, that is not an acceptable feat. Now, the President Akufo-Addo part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I want to stay on the bit about the board.
Oh, yeah.
Just for a second.
I mean, if I were to be one of those four, I would have resigned. I think that you failed the people. Let's not pretend that.
No, of course. I mean,
unless they are saying that they told their leadership and told them clearly that this is what's happening, and the leadership said, oh, we don't care, let it go on.
Because it's such an egregious neglect
mm-hmm.
of your duty and responsibility.
In fact, it would have been dereliction if
the dereliction yes. of duty.
Yeah.
That it is almost borders on criminality. That you sat there, and the reason why I say this is, if you read the SNIT statement, and that gives you the timelines mm-hmm. of this, you take away when they did the transaction advisor search. That is not a problem for me.
Yeah.
Because they were just looking for a transaction advisor. Yeah. So at the beginning, the board knew they wanted to divest their interest, right? So, and the board, with the four of them, agree that let's divest our interest. They've taken a decision that a few things would have happened before they even put out the advert for transaction advisor. One, how much of our stake do you want to sell? They would have decided that. Okay, who do you want to sell it to? They would have decided the criteria. So let's go to the process. Let's do a transaction advisor. At that stage, in 2018,
yeah.
Organized labor, had four members on the board at that stage. So in 2018, when they made that decision, they had four members on it. Okay. And again, the question needs to be asked of organized labor. What are they opposed to now? Are they opposed to SNIT divesting its interest in the hotels?
Yeah.
Or that the winner of the bid is Brian Champon? Or both? I don't think that we have that clarity.
No, not at all. Because the decision to come and oppose is a very...
It's an afterthought.
Yes, it's a more recent one.
Exactly.
And you see, if you listen to them clearly, they appear to be putting all the issues together.
Yeah.
They say that, financial payment plan has changed and all of that. But when did you realize payment plan has changed?
Yeah.
Was it just after Okudzeto's 2 days ago commentary on social
media? You see, if you again listen to them, they say that one of the objections is that the 6 hotels that were initially...
Originally, had now
been whittled down to
4.
And they are questioning why.
Why?
And that, when I read, I'm like, okay, so you're...
Hold on. You have a member on the board. That why would that be so obvious to that member? Because there would have been meetings and engagements with that member involved. Or he has a right to write to his own board and in demand the information from that grouping. Because he's a member, not even one. Assuming that we were sleeping, one person can do that.
4.
And minority shareholders have rights. In fact, the area of company law that so many people actually are focusing on is minority shareholders' rights. Even if you were.
So 2018 decided they could have stopped it. Not stopped it. They could have raised hell at that point.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, assuming it comes down to a vote. Again, and I want to see, did they vote on this?
That's true.
Did they demand a vote?
A vote.
Okay. And when
it was fair complete.
Yeah. You know. And if there was a vote, I want to see how those four. You see, where we are now, look, organized labor is the most complicit in this matter.
The
most complicit. You know, we focus on Brian Champion because he's a politician.
If this were to be those days in a socialist republic, they would have cleared the top of the people.
And you see, and
they would have all agreed.
Because
that
organized labor is a very depiction and representation of
the masses in this case.
Masses. I say Brian Champion is a politician and a businessman. If you put those two things together, it makes him an opportunist.
Yes, and the expectations are not very high on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I expect him, if you give him a deal, that
is a very good deal.
He will take it.
A sweetheart deal.
He will take it.
Why not?
I mean, so you don't really blame Brian Champion.
And that's why we put systems in place to check that. Like that.
You don't really blame Brian Champion. The blame is you knowing that you are a cabinet minister, buying a state asset. That should clearly tell you there's an
issue. Assuming that conscience is not there.
Exactly. There's an issue. So that's what you can fault him. But you don't blame the politician and the businessman for wanting to do business and buy it. I said that snake is willing to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I parked Brian Champion aside and focus on the board. Because if the board was working, this would have happened. We would not be complaining. Then they go from 2018, come to 2019. They select the professional advisor. Then they come to 2022. They did the international bidding, you know, competitive bidding adverts for the strategic partner. Travel all the way to February, where they published the thing, the magazine. All the way to March, where six companies were shortlisted. And still, we did not hear anything from the board members who were representing all of us workers.
Assuming they missed one meeting.
Yeah.
The rest of the years, they missed all the other meetings.
Now they tell us, when we ask the question, they raised it, they objected it. How did you object to it? And then on PMS, when I pushed, director of research, he says, we asked for a meeting with the president because, you know, there are sensitive matters that has to do with interest, business and commercial interests that are sensitive. So you want to put out the domain because you'll be jeopardizing, the reputation of this firm.
So which one? Of the firm being by a Champion's own or the hotels?
Or the hotels.
Ambassador has told us this issue of, we are looking at divesting our interests. I remember, I've interviewed the man before.
So
many people have said it popularly.
So that's why they decided not to go public, but adopt this covert strategy of trying to meet the president, and so they can then make the case.
And appears to have succeeded. And that's why they are in public now.
Exactly.
So now they don't want to protect their interests.
The irony is that meeting they even demanded. It's been 2 years. They have not had that meeting.
Yeah. They're still waiting.
And it says, May Day, we made it again publicly, then the president will meet. And if the president had agreed to meet us, we would have raised it then. I'm like, why are you telling me that you waited 2 years for this meeting to happen, knowing what has happened? You see, and look, we are extremely lucky as a country. Extremely lucky.
Very disappointed.
If it had not been some objections raised by some of the minority shareholders, some private interest.
Yes.
In letters they've written that they were not given the first right of refusal to exercise their preemptive rights. That had delayed, according to Okudzeto Ablakwa, had delayed the process a bit. This would have been done, deal signed and sealed. Hotel name would have been changed from whatever to whatever.
Would have come back to the conversation.
Oh, what has happened? No, would have wrote, it would have been late signed and sealed. We couldn't have done anything about it. And organized labor would have told us that, oh, we're waiting for the president to meet us. It is just unacceptable. And, you know, Raymond, we have been saying there are four, eh? But when you really look at it,
yes, there are more. To mention them.
There are more. You mentioned the four, but the reason I'm saying there are more, we also have there a rep from SNPA Pensioners Association.
A direct Pensioners Association rep.
And I'm saying that person also represents us.
Yeah.
Because if you are a worker now, the only thing guaranteed if you don't die
is
you
become a pensioner. Yeah.
So that person is also there to represent the interests of us. Apart from then he is Benjamin Asuman. In fact, he's not the only person who we have employers association there.
Two reps.
Eh?
They are supposed to have two reps, yes. According to the constitution of the
exactly. You have you go through it. So you have the list.
So a chairperson, two persons nominated by the president. One should be a woman. Then the two representatives of the Ghana Employers Association you mentioned. Four representatives of organized labor. One representative of National Pensioners Association. One representative from the Ministry of Finance. Then below, who is not below the rank of director. One representative of Security Services, who is not a member of the Ghana Armed Forces. Now, the Director General of SWIN and the Company Secretary. Let's look at names. Elizabeth Chokunle chairs the board.
Yeah.
Dr. Emmanuel Edu Saakodie is representing the Ghana Employers Association. Yeah, I understand he owns a hotel also, but not one of these, but he's also a hotelier, as is being said. John Sananu Amegashi is the first representative of organized labor. Second representative of organized labor, Joe Swansa.
And then the deputy secretary.
Yes, you know that he's a very powerful person within, what they call it. And Dr. Evans Agemejikum is representing organized labor. Now, the fourth representative of organized labor is Ivy Nasu. And for the SNIT Pensioners Association, Benjamin Odotoy Esumai. Now, the president's nominee is Peter Osei Dua. The second president's nominee is Gloria Irene Amaki Paida. Now, Mrs. Abena Osei Asare is from the Ministry of Finance. Kofi Bosompim Osei Osafumafo is the director general that we know. Then the company secretary is Gifty Annan. If everybody who's not a government representative here wanted to come together.
That's what I was making the point. They could have shut this down. Because in fact, they are in a majority.
Yes. If you go to the actual details.
They are in a majority.
See, every single day, this net board makes it more difficult for anybody to understand their operation, their understanding. Maybe we can give them benefit of the doubt. They believe the deal. That's the only thing we can, in fact, and I'm not going to remove the TUC people. I think they also believe that.
Oh, no, they do, of course.
Actually,
of course.
I think that they're absolutely for
of course,
it.
Of course.
This argument they are making today
is
untenable, and they should be very careful.
Absolutely
about
untenable.
How, if workers decide to probe them properly, whether they can they can actually stand
absolutely
that
untenable.
Scrutiny. Because what they are doing is failing the grouping that put them there.
They failed, actually.
They made it almost impossible for people to trust that and their entire idea. And I've been hearing them, they want more. I don't think they need more. They need to change the people who are there. No. I don't think they need more.
They need competent people on the board.
Yes, all that they needed, if they really wanted to do something, Evans, is to just say that we are raising concerns. If you do not listen to us, we'll go out there. Tell the people that this is what you are doing. We are opposed to it and clean our hands off it. That's all they should have done. That press conference by TUC would have been earlier. People of this country would have been up in arms right from the beginning. Civil society would have supported it right from the beginning. At this stage, I do not even know whether cancelling the arrangement that and the progress they've made so far will not incur some debt on our behalf.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes, this has traveled quite a bit.
Because, one, not only traveling, they have agreed a deal. What is outstanding? Is the other nitty gritty.
Yeah, I mean, they're negotiating. So I guess price.
I will not be surprised if today we are told within the agreement we had, we told them that the deal ends at the point where we say you are the eventual winner. The subsequent ones are just fair and complete, and we are going through the motions for that.
Yeah.
Listen, we have done a great disservice, and they should be apologizing to the people they lead. They should be apologizing. Organized labor failed, and I don't know when there have been monumental failure.
The process like of getting the strategic investor is in its final stages.
Yeah,
that's it.
Final.
Final. Yeah, Barbe Pong.
Yeah, and we know that they have named the, in fact, they said they have named the person. Somebody won it. And you see, let's say, I say that I also incur some losses in preparing bits and presenting it before you and making steps and coming in and actually preparing, doing due diligence and all the other things I have to do before I get interested in this one.
Yeah.
Do I deserve compensation for it or not? That's an argument that the other side they can make for it. But today, I do not believe that they will get away with, and I don't know whether the workers are, as he said, because I was speaking to some of the people who are shocked about this posturing that they are presented. Joshua said, cool, I think that it is in their interest to leave the board. They have not served.
Immediately.
Yes, because what they have done, they can't be trusted further. Tomorrow, now, I mean, this is just about these hotels. Which other state investment are we not aware of? Or has not generated public scrutiny that they slept on or agreed to without express permission and support from the people that they represent?
Yeah.
What could have been the inducement that would make them sit and wait and now come and be telling us these stories, it's changes in arrangement and all of that? So if the arrangement were not changed, they would have supported it fully.
The only thing that changed is the Okudzeto Blackwa.
Yes.
That's it.
If the arrangement had not changed, we would have been told still.
Mm.
Now, even the Okudzeto Blackwa, if he had not moved on from it, sending just a petition to Shraj to writing on social media that, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I have done. Snakes would have been sitting here with organized labor and pretending that all is well, waiting for a two-year meeting until the man leaves office at the end of the year. The man you are waiting to have a meeting will leave office at the end of the year. We are mid-year. We are January, February, March, April, May. Next month is June. We are heading towards mid-year. You are still sitting in the comfort of your own armchair labor activist, pretending that you are doing something good. Really?
This is a monumental failure on the part of organized labor and the reps on the board. And we haven't seen any apology.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure they understand.
No. And I was making the point. They said they've given the minister should cancel it. Other than that, do advise themselves. And I asked,
which minister? Employment minister.
And I'm asking,
does he override the board of SNIT?
He doesn't. And I was making a point to him, is that an ultimatum? He says yes, but that's not an ultimatum. Ultimatum is when you give the person a deadline.
Two weeks. We know how they behave when they really are serious about this.
They'll
give you a deadline, declare strike dates, declare demonstration dates, and they have done it before.
Exactly.
The more TUC continues on this one, I get worried about whether or not they are not compromised or they are not participating in this particular deal.
You know, because if this deal, and if you, they say they are in its final stages and that, therefore not concluded, that whatever discussions that, so I don't know where they are and whether if this is cancelled, there'll be cost to SNIT.
It should be borne by the board members.
I think so.
Yeah.
There'll be cost to SNIT, invariably cost to us workers and pensioners who will need their money.
You went for a bad deal.
And now
we want to end a bad deal too. It's become like...
Yes, and seriously, if I'm Brian Champo and this deal is cancelled, I have a right to demand compensation.
And he has been establishing himself in a very interesting way. He separates himself from the company, which is in company law.
Which is legally. Legitimate. Yeah, legally that's what he's doing.
And really, someone is clear. The man is separate from the corporate entity. In fact, there are times that you pierce the veil to check who's behind it and all of that.
Yeah.
But he consistently reminds himself of that. So Rock City can sue. Rock City, if he finds that he has a claim, can sue.
It
will not be sitting here and say, oh, Brian Chapo staying, so you should call them to order.
No,
you sat down from 2018 with two processes and selected you eventually.
The point we are trying to make to you is that the SNIT board and organized labor have left us in a big mess. That where we are, final stages, even if this is cancelled, nothing stops Rock City from taking legal action. You will still lose money.
Yeah.
We will still lose, because you have selected...
When people sit on the board, they pay them allowances.
You see, and the point is that, so at the point that you were giving, you cannot go to court and say that the point you were selecting Rock City as a winner, you didn't know that there were issues with the beneficial owner.
Yeah.
Because on what basis are they going to cancel it now?
Yeah. No, they can't go and say that it's Brian Chapo. That's why I can't say
it. So my point is...
Well, Brian Chapo is not a police. He's done here. So what's the point?
I am trying to get us to appreciate the mess we are in.
Yeah.
Because there's a call that cancel it, right? Cancel, abrogate the thing, you know, stop the process. Okay, fine. I'm saying if we stop it today and Brian Chapo, but then Rock City decides to shield on a matter, what is going to be Snake's defense?
That we made a mistake and we are trying to correct the mistake. Listen, they are in a very terrible.
We're in a terrible.
No.
This is far more serious than we have actually analyzed it.
That's true.
The president obviously can tell the, because he appoints, what? You can see 50% of the board is appointed by the president.
Yeah.
I'm including the company secretary.
That's true.
I'm including the company secretary.
Mm-hmm. Because if he wants it abrogated, can get, but it may come at a cost. We have done so in so many deals and actually borne the cost. But this one, because of the scrutiny around
it. He may, only thing he may call, because Brian Champion is on his cabinet.
Yeah.
And he appointed him as a, you can call him and say, look.
Say, hey, tell your people. No. Behave.
No.
Because there's a greater interest that you can protect, which will work.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I suspect that's what the president should do.
That's what that's the only thing.
The more this matter drags, in the month and the year that we are in, it is not good for the MPP. It's not good for government generally. It's also not good for pensions itself. Do you know why? Because, you see, some people are just not interested in paying their pension because, as Franklin Kujo said, it is better to do pig farming
than to give your money to
So at the core of it, some people have fundamentally been opposed to that pension scheme because they think the people have abused the money.
And it's
as if you are submitting more evidence to support those claims.
Mm.
So it is not good for even the reputation of it, which is supposed to be protected by that board.
I mean, so that's why we're asking the question today, Mr. President, see no evil, hear no evil. Because this matter, he's the only person who can resolve this matter.
Yeah.
Because from the SNI statement, the board is bent on proceeding further. The four members on the board organized the back claim. Oh, it's okay. I mean, now they are fighting it, but they slept on the job. They've already cost us a lot already.
I've not even heard from their mouths that they are fighting it.
But they claim that they think it should be cancelled. Right, so and that if nothing is done, they haven't told us by what date they know. So, the press conference on Monday,
it's an empty rhetoric, and I'm not even
it is,
it's almost as if they are not serious about the claim they are making.
But this is one of those that they can't get away with now.
Well, because there sure will be action,
whether
it will be approved or abrogated, whichever way it goes, we'll know the eventual result of it.
Yeah,
and they should be worried. They should be seriously worried about the reputation damage that this will do.
Mike Warrior, yesterday I raised it, which is that while Strauss is investigating, nothing is stopping Snape from proceeding to conclude the conversation that he having with Rock City.
Yes.
It's in this final stage.
Strauss has not written to them to stop any engagement on it.
And I don't know if I don't even know if Strauss has the power to stop it, to put an interim injunction on it pending the outcome of that. I don't know.
Again, Strauss is supposed to investigate the reliefs that have been presented to you by some who
just
as to whether or not that will in and of itself be a stumbling block, then the question will be in what capacity is Strauss getting a corporate business transaction between SNIT as an institution and a private Ghanaian citizen and a business.
Because the core of the Okudieta Blackwell's case to Strauss is conflict of interest because of course administrative justice. They can look into that. Mm-hmm. The constitutional issues about whether he sought office of profit.
That's the person of Brian
Temple. We are talking about the SNIT process itself to giving away the 60% to Rock City.
Mm-hmm.
That process is really what people are against.
Brian Champion resides from Rock City today. Can the process continue?
Right now?
I mean, you get my point.
Yeah, of course.
I'm saying that if you're
once it diverses, you're putting some blind trust.
The
process continues.
It is a company. It's a living organism on its own. Mm. It can lose people in the process.
When he leaves government.
Yes, he can decide to go and do his business.
We'll go back
and do that. I mean, I think that this is a very big issue. And I don't think that the enormity.
No, it hasn't dawned.
Even the people who represent Labour, I'm not sure
they haven't
evaluated it properly.
No, they haven't. Yeah.
I don't know why they will not do so. There should be history. You know how many months we did for thieves? We used to call them for thieves.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
There were demonstrations of for thieves.
Yeah. People forget. But that's what happened. And then we are back here again. Anyway, listen. Enjoy the rest of your evening.